chat with Maestro Penderecki at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, where he was attending a rehearsal with the Buffalo Chamber Players. The ensemble featured his work last night as he appeared as an honored guest. This weekend, he will serve as guest conductor with the BPO. It was a bit difficult drawing Penderecki out of his reserve manner, but it was his wife of 51 years, Albieta, who politely bickered with him, encouraging him to explain more about his work with us. He joked she's always criticizing him.
Maybe it's better. You want to say something about
it. What are you working on right now? Are you working on a new piece?
Yes, I am always right.
Always right.
Yeah, always working, but not on only one piece. I have big piece is the opera for Vienna State Opera House, which maybe will be in 2 years. Here I will finish maybe day after tomorrow or maybe my string quartet number 4.
Right here while you're in Buffalo, you'll work.
Yes.
Age is not a factor for this maestro. Penderecki celebrated his 83rd birthday last week. He recalled how his father gave him his first violin at the age of 6. Penderecki's father was a lawyer and a violinist.
He was playing very well and forced me because, you know, I was 6. I wanted to play with my colleagues, not especially to play violin. But I have also a very good friend of mine was my grandfather, who also wanted me very much to play an instrument, and he was paying me for each additional 10 minutes or something. And then I started to play the violin. After 3 months, already I was writing for me etude for the violin. So, this was very natural for me. And this was the beginning of my whole life, because the whole life is full of music.
Considered one of the most vibrant and profound composers of our times, Penderecki's work has spanned 5 decades. He's received Grammys and Emmys. His work features deep meaning with historic themes.
Also, Holocaust, because I grew up in a small city where the majority, they were Jews, and the German killed everything, also my friends, which I was playing. And some pieces were extremely successful, like the Song of Passion or Train of Day for the Victim of Hiroshima. But I like all my pieces.
When we hear that particular piece, what do you want people to hear? Perhaps how have people reacted to you in the past?
Oh, this was a scandal, actually. The musicians didn't want to play this music because they were saying they're destroying the instruments. It was not easy, not easy.
Penderecki's pieces can also be heard in horror movies like The Shining and The Exorcist. What gave you that vision and that sound that we hear from your work?
I am one of the composers who really cares about what happened in the last 100 years.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.